SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa paghahanap ng trabaho sa Australia, requirement ang pagkakaroon at pagpasa ng resume at cover letter. Pero alam nyo bang hindi ito madalas ginagawa sa ibang bansa? Paano nga ba tinutulungan ng isang babae ang mga refugee at immigrant sa bansa sa aspetong ito at ano ba ang mga simpleng paraan para sa pagbuo ng iyong resume? Narito ang ulat. Noong 24 ng Pebrero taong 2022, nagkaroon ng pagsabog sa buong Ukraine mula sa kabisera ng Kyiv hanggang sa Black Sea port ng Odessa at Kharkiv sa border ng Russia. Sa loob ng ilang oras, ipinaalam ng mga sundalo na ang Russian ground forces na sinusuportahan ng mga tank at iba pang mabibigat na kagamitan ay tumawid patungo sa Ukraine mula sa Hilaga, Timog at Silangan. Ito ang nagsimula ng pinakamalalang tunggalian sa kontinente mula pa noong World War II.
Quickly buy ticket and come to me quickly. We don't need to go Ukraine. We need to go out of Ukraine, Russia or any countries of Soviet Union area. We don't want to live there in our countries. And we can't to live in our countries.
Si Vitaly Bazarov, ang kanyang asawa na si Anna at ang kanilang anak na si Maria ay iilan lamang sa mga taong na-displaced dahil sa giyera at naninirahan sa Melbourne. Sinabi ni Christine Castley mula sa advocacy body na Multicultural Australia na ang mga bagong dating tulad ni Vitaly ay madalas na maliitin ng employers.
One thing we have found with the Ukrainian cohort, and also more recently because Ukraine happened a number of months after the fall of Kabul, so a significant cohort of Afghan refugees came in, that they're all people who are actually quite significantly qualified. Many of them would have finished university degrees, and there's a significant piece here in terms of getting people skills and qualifications recognised. And while they're also working to improve their English, build connections, gain the self-confidence, understand how to navigate the workplace. What we like to say is that, people need to understand that the workplace is a particular unique culture within itself. It's quite different from country to country.
Sa mga ganitong pangyayari, nagkaroon ng personal na koneksyon si Svetlana Kaikina sa mga refugee at pamilyang na-displaced dahil sa giyera.
Mainly, a lot of the work that I've done was after, the start of this war in Ukraine. And the reason I really, kind of lifted this opportunity is that war is very close to home for me. Even though I left the country in 93, I still feel very connected to everything that's going on there. And every time I heard, some city being bombed or, whatever it was, I have friends from all over, from each of those cities, from each of those towns. And it was like seeing my friends' faces, being bombed at the time. So it definitely was very personal for me.
Si Svetlana ay napadpad sa Port Hedland, isang mining town sa Australia na may mga residenteng humigit kumulang na 15,000 sa disyerto ng Pilbara. Bilang isang engineer, mayroon siyang iba't ibang kasanayan. Ngunit pahirapan ang paghahanap ng trabaho. Sinasabi niya na maraming mga may kasanayan na imigrante at mga refugee ang may parehong mga kwalifikasyon at karanasan. Ngunit may isang hadlang. At iyon ay ang pagsusulat ng resume.
There is no practice of a CV or resume, you know, back in Ukraine, Belarus, or, you know, countries after the USSR broke up. So even the concept of CV is very new to most people who arrive here. So really just how to put together a CV that describes what your skills are, what you're good at. It's very culturally inappropriate to brag about yourself. So typically all people kind of diminish their achievements.
Si Svetlana ay boluntaryo na naglalaan ng kanyang oras sa pagsusulat ng mga resume at cover letter para sa mga bagong dating. Marami sa mga ito ay para sa mga taong hindi niya pa nakakausap ng personal. Samantalang marami ang nakahanap ng trabaho at may iilan namang nahihirapan pa rin.
I do have to say that by my standards, I wasn't as successful as I was hoping to be. I found that it was very, very difficult to place people, even in the regions where it is easier to get the jobs. You know, there are special visas, you know, and special dispensations provided by the government for people who are willing to work in regional areas. But even here, I found it very, very difficult to get that last step in for these people to actually get the jobs.
Sinabi ni Kristen Castley na maraming lugar ng trabaho ang hindi gustong mag-employ ng mga tao mula sa iba't ibang kultura. Siya ay naniniwala na marami pang pwedeng gawin ang mga employer upang maging mas inclusive ang kanilang kumpanya.
We've had a number of clients who actually have changed their names to kind of anglicize them a little bit more, and that in that way increased their chances of getting an interview, which kind of is a pretty good indicator, I think, of the bias that is in there in the first place. But even kind of workplaces recognizing that even once a person arrives, that you do need to kind of do some investment in upfront support to kind of help the person navigate the workplace, which will be quite different from the workplace in their country of origin, rather than excluding them or expecting them to, I'll say in the comments, lift their game to kind of blend in with what is seen as the Australian workplace culture.
Ngunit para naman kay Vitaly, may magandang balita. Nakahanap na siya ng kanyang trabaho.
I'm working as a bolo maker, but when I get any free time, we try to collect diving equipment for diving shooting object underwater, any don't move objects underwater. I was training these skills as about bigger than 10 years, and I get the skills as I want to be useful too in Australia, because here it's around Australia so many interesting ocean animals.
Maaari mong mapakinggan at ang iba't iba pang episode sa serye ng Change Agents sa SBS News Podcast. Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Cameron Carr ng SBS News na isinalin natin sa wikang Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.